Good morning. Welcome to the Builder's Briefing for February 21st, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam. We've got a packed show today. A big flagship model drop from Google, some wild inference optimization numbers, Amazon's AI coding bot breaking AWS, and a PayPal breach that went undetected for 6 months.
Yeah, today's one of those days where like five different threads all converge at once. There's a clear theme here. The AI infrastructure layer is shifting fast. Let's get into it.
All right, the big story. Google shipped Gemini 3.1 Pro, and it is dominating Hacker News right now. We're talking over 2,000 combined engagement across sources, nearly 800 comments. This isn't just an incremental update. They jumped from 2x straight to 3.1, which tells you Google is feeling confident enough to brand this as a generational leap.
Right. And what's wild is they skipped what you'd normally expect as iterative 3 releases. That version number jump suggests architectural changes under the hood, not just more parameters or more training data. If you're building on Gemini APIs, this is basically your migration signal.
Exactly. And the practical advice here is straightforward. If you're running a multi-provider setup with OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google, now is the time to rerun your eval suites. Pay special attention to long context performance and tool use, because those are the dimensions where generational leaps hit hardest for agent builders.
And honestly, this makes the which model do I use decision harder every quarter. It used to be you could just default to one provider. Now you really need an eval pipeline that lets you swap fast.
So, speaking of things that make model choices harder, let's talk inference. Cloudflare dropped something called Code Mode that compresses 2,500 API endpoints down to just 1,000 tokens. Think about that, an entire API surface, 2 million tokens worth of schema, squeezed into a single tool use prompt.
That's incredible for anyone building LLM agents that need to call APIs. You don't have to chunk anymore, no retrieval step, just fit the whole thing in context. That's the kind of infrastructure piece that turns an agent prototype into an agent in production.
And then there's Sparge Attention 2, which hit 95% sparsity with a 16x attention speedup. Not production ready yet, but the direction is clear. This is how self-hosted inference costs drop by an order of magnitude within a year.
Plus Together AI published work on diffusion-based language models that generate text up to 14 times faster than autoregressive decoding. That's a fundamentally different paradigm. If it holds up, it changes the entire latency calculus for real-time AI features.
And here's the big infrastructure move. GGML and Llama.cpp are joining Hugging Face. The most important local inference stack just got institutional backing. Better model distribution, standardized quantization formats, and a much more stable foundation for anything running on-device or on-prem.
That's huge for anyone shipping local AI. The Llama.cpp ecosystem was already dominant, but it was kind of held together by community goodwill. Having Hugging Face behind it means tighter hub integration, and frankly, it just de-risks the whole stack.
Now, one story I couldn't pass up. Amazon's AI coding bot Kiro caused 2 minor AWS outages. 2. Amazon is blaming human oversight, not the AI itself, but still.
I mean, the irony is just chef's kiss, right? Amazon's own AI coding agent breaking Amazon's own cloud infrastructure. But honestly, this is a real lesson for everyone. Treat AI-generated code changes like junior dev PRs. Always review, especially for anything touching infrastructure.
Shifting to developer tools, a couple of things caught my eye. First, Electrobun is trending hard on GitHub, over 2,000 engagement. It's a new framework for cross-platform desktop apps in TypeScript, but without the Electron bloat.
Oh, I saw that. If you're shipping desktop tools and you're sick of 200 megabyte Electron bundles, it's worth a look. The usual caveat applies, though, ecosystem maturity. Electron's big advantage was always the ecosystem, not the architecture.
Also, Anthropic published an official Claude Code plugins directory, and Docker shipped Cagent, an agent builder, and runtime. Both are signals that the big players are treating AI agents as a first-class deployment target now.
Docker building official agent tooling is especially validating. If you're containerizing AI agents, and you should be, this simplifies the whole deployment pipeline. And the Claude Code plugin directory tells you Anthropic sees Claude Code as a platform, not just a feature. That's where the ecosystem play is.
One more dev story I want to flag. There's a great 4-year startup infrastructure retrospective on Hacker News. Every decision endorsed or regretted. The kind of post that saves you from making someone else's expensive mistakes. Link in the briefing.
Those retrospectives are gold. Hacker News loved it too. 160 plus points. I always learn more from what people regret than what they recommend.
Okay, security. PayPal disclosed a data breach that exposed user personal information for 6 months before anyone noticed. 6 months, Sam.
6 months is rough. If you're integrating PayPal for payments, the action item is to review what user data you're actually passing to them and make sure you have fallback notification procedures for when, not if, your payment provider gets breached.
And a weird one. NetEase's Moomoo player, that Android emulator, got caught silently running 17 reconnaissance commands on host machines every 30 minutes. A good reminder to audit any dev tools running with elevated privileges.
Emulators and virtualization layers especially, they have such broad system access that you kind of forget they're there. Definitely worth an audit.
Quick hits before we wrap up. The U.S. Supreme Court struck down Trump's global tariffs. NVIDIA says its GB300 NVL72 delivers the lowest inference cost per token. Unreal Engine 5.7 dropped 400 new animations. And someone overclocked a Raspberry Pi Pico 2 to 873 MHz at 3 volts. Which, honestly, respect.
That Pico overclock is absurd. And the tariff ruling is going to have ripple effects across the whole hardware supply chain. So keep an eye on that.
So here's the takeaway for today. Three things converged. A new flagship model, better local inference from structure, and massive context window efficiency gains. If you're building AI-powered products, the immediate action is to re-benchmark your model choices. The landscape just shifted.
And if you're building agents specifically, Cloudflare's API compression and Docker's Kagent runtime are the infrastructure pieces that close the gap between prototype and production. Stop treating model selection as a one-time decision. Build that eval pipeline now so you can swap fast when the next drop lands.
That's the briefing for February 21st. Links to everything we mentioned are in the show notes. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Go rerun those benchmarks. See you tomorrow.